Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The menu and the service and the bar in the Oasis Bar below our studios is well worth a visit. We've had a number of our listeners have popped in lately and they're all raving about the chicken wings, apparently. I haven't had them yet. I'm going to have them maybe tomorrow. But they are to die for, apparently. So pop into the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock if you are in this neck of the woods. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy? This topic won't suit your agenda, this message starts by, but you should talk about this because it's a big problem. Racism and discrimination towards Irish people trying to get a job. I live in Ballymun and there's a shop there that's always looking for staff. It's run by fellas from Pakistan. They don't have one Irish person working there. They never have. My son and his friend applied for a part-time job and none of them got it. They gave the two jobs to two Pakistani fellas. Do you not think that this is wrong and anti-Irish? Well, so the bottom line is, son and his friend went for a job in this particular convenience store and, yeah, they couldn't get a job. They hired Pakistanis instead. And
why does everything have to come down to race and stuff like that? Maybe the Pakistani lads were better workers. Now, having said that...
By the way, that's from Tracy. That's from Tracy, yeah. Thank you, Tracy.
Tracy, here's the thing. There obviously is some truth to it because in two shops that I regularly shop in, there's not one Irish member of staff there. Now, I don't know if it's because no Irish workers have actually gone for the job. But if you think about it, if you are an employer, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and you happen to be from Bangalore in India.
Correct.
And you're running a convenience store in Dublin, yeah? And someone comes in for a job and he's also from Bangalore, he's from down the road in India, the chances are you're probably going to give the job to him. And that happens, by the way, for Irish people as well. A taxi driver friend of mine was telling me his son went over last summer to get a job in California for the summer and went into the first job, I think it was an ice cream parlour, and the fella behind the counter was from Galway. And as soon as your man came in and said, "I'm from Dublin," don't need to interview anybody else. You have the job.
Yeah. And I've known that to happen as well in Australia. Irish people hiring Irish people. So what's the difference then? That's the question. But you can understand where Tracy is coming from because she's pissed off that her son and his friend went for two part-time jobs that were advertised, by the way, in the shop. Went for the two part-time jobs. They didn't get them. And two Pakistani... Now, I don't know how she knows this, but apparently two Pakistani lads got it.
So what do we need? Do we need a situation here where does she want to make it the law that you have to hire 50% Irish people in the shop? Because let's be honest, for years, and I'm not saying you're young fella, Tracy, but for years Irish people wouldn't do those kind of jobs. They look down their nose on them. And that's why foreign nationals are willing to do the jobs.
And you could argue that it's the same as, you know, hiring your family members to work with you. We do those sorts of things. For example, my young fellow used to work in the radio station that we worked in part-time because I managed to get him in the door.
He was a Nepo baby.
He was, yep. And, okay, the bottom line is that that's what we do. So is there any difference with a foreigner hiring somebody from his own country?
Okay, do you believe, you guys listen to the podcast, it's not important what we believe. Do you believe that employers who are from a certain country and are running businesses in Ireland are going to hire someone from their own country first? So if it's a local shop, yeah? If it's a local shop and the manager, the owner of the shop is from Pakistan, as is the case here, is he going to be more likely to hire somebody from Pakistan than an Irish person?
Oh, wait, fine.
Do you believe?
Do I believe? No, not particularly, no. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me go to Stephen. You're on Opinions Matter, Stephen. What's your view on this? Does this happen?
About a year ago, Adrian, you had a conversation. You were asking yourself, how come Eastern Europeans can come in here on Friday or Saturday and start work on a Monday?
I kind of recall that, yep.
Yeah, and I told you at the time, Adrian, because I got a lot of people in these companies that they favoured the Eastern Europeans over the Irish person, and it's nothing to do with money, and it's nothing to do with what Stephen says there with his work ethic and the work hard and everything. They seem to work hard because the company has them in, morning, noon and night. They won't say no. They don't have a life here. There's five or six are probably more sharing the house, paying someone else's mortgage. So it's based that girl is 100% what she's saying about Paddy or Mary can't get a job. There's two supermarkets up beside me in Finglas, Adrian, on the North Road roundabout.
Yeah, I know the two you're talking about, Chip.
Yeah, one of them begins with an A, and I have to say they're brilliant. I've seen local kids in there. All the other supermarkets and Finglas, a whole lot of them, local kids. I mean, the other German supplier that doesn't begin with an A, and it's I play a game called Spot the Paddy. And the manager S's agent of these stores are Eastern European, and they're looking after their own. And people will come on crap and saying, oh no,
okay, so this woman, Tracy, you believe probably has a point.
She's 100% right. I see it everywhere. And people will come on crapping out of them now, absolute talking crap saying the Irish doesn't want the war. I've an 18-year-old youngster there that's due back in college in September, and he's after spending nearly 3 bloody months emailing CVs. Doesn't get a start. So people need to wake up with this country now for once and for all. It's gone a joke. They're leaving Paddy and Mary on the dole, employing foreigners that's putting the money outside the country. Then they're wondering why people haven't got money to spend.
Oh, gosh, I mean, this brings up the whole question about
you, if your son couldn't get a part-time job till the summer, he needs to look a bit hard. Or last summer, he needs to look a bit harder. There's loads of jobs going, loads of jobs.
But a lot of employers are hiring foreigners because they see them as better workers, more committed, more dedicated. I mean, I've been in bars and restaurants and seen some young Irish staff lazy.
Jesus, going against your own now.
No, but I've seen them just literally not giving a shit about their job. I saw a fella in Croke Park last week, yeah?
Yeah.
Behind the bar in Croke Park. He was about 19 or 20, and he just didn't want to be there. He couldn't have given a fuck about the job. And he was Irish, yeah. He couldn't have cared less. Let me go.
So you're saying Irish workers are lazy?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that maybe some employers are hiring foreign workers because they're better workers. 0858252626 is our number. Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
I am good, Adrian and Jeremy. How are you guys keeping?
Good, not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
I do agree with you. So before I started in the airport, I managed restaurants for 20 years. And do you remember many years ago when it was all the Polish were coming over to Ireland and it was a case that Irish couldn't get jobs, the Polish were taking them because mm-hmm. they worked day and night.
And is that still the case?
I have to turn around and say I managed a restaurant here in Malahide, actually, and it was an Asian restaurant. And out of managing my 7 restaurants I've managed, it was the best. It was Filipino, Asian workers, and no word of a lie, they ran the place to a T. To a T, you couldn't fault them. They wanted the hours. They worked hard. They were brilliant with customers. I never, ever, ever had an issue.
Okay, and?
But the reason why I'm talking about this or I'm getting in contact about this topic is when I was, now this was my first part-time job. I think I was 14 and I used to manage a cafe in Dorset Street. So I'd go in, I used to be my summer job and then, or it used to be my weekend job. And then during the summer, I'd work full-time. And I absolutely loved it. And then the owners ended up turning around and selling the place, and two Pakistani brothers ended up taking it over.
Right.
When they took it over, we had such a good customer base, loyal customers. Everyone from around the area would come in, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and we'd shut up shop at about 6 o'clock. But when the Pakistani people took over now, and I'm not racist by no manner nor mean, not at all. But when I mean, they made me feel uncomfortable. They made me feel like absolute dirt. They'd hover over me, stand behind me, you'd feel them breathing on your neck. I tried to hire Irish staff. They wouldn't take them on. It was very much they wanted their own kind in, and that was it.
Okay, so you witnessed this firsthand. Can you see any harm in it, though? Because we were saying a minute ago, I know, for example, Irish people who've gone to Australia and have been hired by Irish people who are working in Australia. It's nothing unusual, is what I'm saying.
No, 100% not. But what bothers me is the fact that they come in, they take over an establishment, they make the Irish workers, people that have been there for years, made feel uncomfortable. They push them out. They take in their own staff. The wages are going into their pocket, but it's not staying in the country. They're over here for a short period. That money's being sent home. They have gaffes at home. They're pumping all the money into them. The money's not staying in the country. And then we're turning around and saying, why can't Irish people get a job? Why can't Irish people get a home? Why can't Irish people be taken care of first? It's our country. We should be looked after first.
Okay, so this lady says her son and his friend went for a job in this particular convenience store, and neither of them got the job. Two Pakistani fellas got the jobs instead. I'm asking the question. It's run by guys from Pakistan, apparently. Now, I don't know how she knows all this, but it's run by Pakistani guys, and they hired Pakistanis. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, as in 100% not. Like, the restaurant that I worked in years ago, when the restaurant was actually opened, the owner actually flew over 12 staff and put them up in apartments, and those staff 28 years later are still working in that restaurant.
And again, I'm going to ask you, Claire, so what?
But this is a good thing, because they're loyal staff and they're well able to do it. They're now home, housed, and in this country, and are planning on staying here. What bothers me is people that are over here for a year or two, they're over here taking over establishments, making money and sending the money out of the country. It's not staying here. I work in the airport, and like that, we have an awful shortage of female staff. And like that, there has to be a male to a female on the likes of the walkthrough. But we couldn't turn around and put up an advertisement and say that we need females only.
Yes, no, I get that. Yeah. Okay, so
you know that kind of way.
Okay, so this lady is basically saying, do you not think that this is wrong and anti-Irish for these Pakistani guys to be hiring Pakistanis? Is that wrong and anti-Irish?
Should it not be a rule that is in there should be, same the way it's male to female in a workplace? Should it not be a case that if it's a foreign-owned store, that there should be Irish people working there and there should be Asian or Pakistani or Filipino people working there? It shouldn't be a case that it's all run by one culture.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. Let me bring in this message from Helen.
Hi guys, I'm working so I can't listen to your show live, but I'll be tuning in later on. But I think the reason why Irish people are being discriminated against nowadays is because there's a generation of people who do not want to work. They come into the jobs, they want to do the bare minimum on the hours that they choose, not the hours that they're given. And then you get somebody from a different country, the same age, who will work every hour that you give them without complaining. So which one are you going to choose in reality?
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Thomas, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Thomas?
Well, lads.
Good, Thomas. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, when I seen the topic being brought up, I was in actually Leafy Valley at the time. Leafy Valley, had a walk around the shopping centre. Kind of done my own little survey, just a self-survey. You don't have to believe this. But I noticed three shops there, clothing shops. Three of the managers seemed to be, I think, Indian maybe, of the sort. But every staff member there seemed like a local. It's selection bias. I don't know if she's seen one place. Maybe she's seen a takeaway where they're trying to keep it authentic. I mean, I'd ask her how many Chinese takeaway, how many black. I ask you guys, how many black people did you ever see working in a pub? Just a good old pub. How many black staff?
Yeah, they're few and far between.
Well, I haven't seen any. Like, you can always pick and choose, look at things like, but she's getting angry for no reason. She's getting upset for no reason. It doesn't affect her. So I don't know what the issue is.
Well, it does affect her because her son and his friend went for jobs in this particular convenience store, and the Pakistani owners instead hired Pakistani lads. Now, a lot of people will say, so what? But this is a convenience store now. It's not a Pakistani restaurant, for example.
Yeah. Again, with that individual case, could there be a chance he hired someone with better experience? I mean, she thought about that.
No, it's a possibility, all right. Okay, so she believes that it is wrong to be hiring foreign workers over Irish workers. That's really her point.
Well, he's not foreign if he's here, is he? I mean, I don't really get her point.
Well, she says they gave the two jobs to two Pakistani fellas. Do you not think this is wrong and anti-Irish?
No. No more to say to that. Like,
no, okay. Well, there you are, Claire. He doesn't see it as wrong or anti-Irish at all.
But again, if it was an Irish establishment and we didn't hire foreigners, we'd be called racist.
No, if you don't hire someone because of so do you know the reason why he didn't hire your son? Like, do you have proof that that was the reason? If the
it's
reason
not my
was,
son, I'm Claire.
Okay, fine. Whoever it was, like, unless she has reason, I would call that racist if he didn't employ that person's son because of his ethnicity. I would actually call that racist, but we don't have proof.
100%. In my case, I was working there for years before these people took over, and when they took over, they pushed out all the Irish staff and only hired Pakistani people.
Why are you using the word, just curious, took over? I mean, it's a strong...
They bought the establishment. I was kept on as an employee. They made me feel uncomfortable. I was there for the hiring and the firing of staff. And any time I wanted to hire an Irish member of staff, they wouldn't allow it.
Can I ask you why they made you feel uncomfortable?
Because they literally stood over me, watched everything. I had the free range of the place when it was my old boss. When they took over, they stood over me. I could feel them breathing on my neck. It was just constant. Every time I was hiring somebody, they were like watching over everything. They wouldn't hire an Irish member of staff. It was all Pakistani people. They wanted their own in there.
I'm trying to get the gist of your point. So are you saying Pakistani people micromanage more than Irish people? What's your point there? What you're describing is micromanaging, and that's all across the board. You can join any company.
It was pure racist. They were racist against the Irish. They're in Ireland. They're after buying an establishment in Ireland. They're pushing out the Irish staff, and they're taking on only their own. They're not even keeping the money in the country. They're standing in the
box. Let's go one step further, right? So if owning a business in Ireland, paying taxes and increasing the GDP is anti-Irish, then I don't know what pro-Irish is. I mean, what they're doing is they're contributing to society. Regarding employing people, I mean, I don't know the specifics of your company. And to be frank, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if you're telling the truth. So I can't comment on that. But I can comment on the whole sentiment of they're taking over and breathing down my neck. That rhetoric is dangerous.
Well, opinions matter. And this is my opinion. And this is from my recollection from when I was in that store. That's the way I was made feel. And after I left, and then it was taken over again because they lost all their customers.
Right, but the way you're describing it with the whole breathing down my neck, taking over, that rhetoric is, I have an issue with that, to be fair. I mean, another thing is, I don't know if you know, but there's been jobs out there where Once people of colour join the job, the white people leave the job because they don't feel comfortable. What do you think about that?
She's actually gone, but do me a favour.
Agent, I'll ask you about that. What do you think about that?
That some people leave jobs because the company hired black staff?
Yeah, Adrian, some people leave neighbourhoods because black people move in. Look at East London and South London, for example. It's the prime example right there.
Okay, do me a favour, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Eddie on this.
I'm very surprised, actually, that woman finds this a bit of a shock. It's always been like that in all walks of society. Remember the old phrase, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Somebody always gets you in the door and gives you a leg up. Just like Adrian said there, you got a son in the door. You always look after your own force. It's not racism, it's just the way it is. And who's to say that these two guys that he employed weren't more suited to the role than her son? Needs to get over herself, because if it was on the shoes on the other foot, she'd be bleeding delighted he got a job.
Now let me go to Robbie.
Hey lads, just a quick one on today's subject. I remember working in a well-known meat factory in Cluny there a couple of years ago, and the company would fly in, pay for accommodation and house all the guys who worked on the production floor, because they were from Brazil. Great workers, but they paid them absolute pennies because they knew that they'd just be able to get cheap labour out of them. Anyway, thanks guys. Bye.
All right, Robbie, thanks very much indeed. Breda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Breda?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you, Breda. You were saying that you believe that the reason foreign workers are hired so frequently is that they're better workers.
Absolutely. My husband runs a company, and if he has the choice between a lazy Irishman or a foreign figure who's going to actually do the work, not complain, and do it right, he will hire the foreign worker. They're more reliable, they're more dependable, and they're less entitled. It's just that simple. It's really ill.
And you see, a lot of people, that annoys an awful lot of people when they hear an Irish employer hiring foreign workers because of his belief that they're better workers.
But it's not a belief, it's fact. Irish people don't want to do the work, so that's why it's being outsourced to foreigners living in this country, more or less.
So your husband will regularly hire foreign workers over Irish workers because they're better workers?
Well, half of his workforce now is, he would call Igors or Ivers. They're all Eastern European names because the Eastern Europeans want to work and they're glad of the work and they appreciate the work, unlike Irish people who are lazy and entitled.
Lazy and entitled?
Absolutely. And if I were in a position where I had to hire people, I'm not. I work in a school, it's actually lunchtime right now. And if I were in a position where I were hiring people, I would absolutely go for the foreign worker over the Irish worker every time.
And that's exactly
what... I wouldn't even give an interview to the Irish worker.
Well, you can't blatantly discriminate against people like that.
Well, prove it.
Okay, but you will, your husband frequently hires, and in fact you're saying most of his staff are foreign guys.
They are. Most of, I'd say 85% of his team are foreign workers because they get the job done, they don't complain, and they're not lazy or slobby.
Okay, but stay there for a second. Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Can you hear me, Adrian?
I can hear you perfectly. So, Jay, what Breda is saying is Irish workers are lazy, foreign workers are better workers.
It's for cheap labour. We all know that's what's going on with the mass migration. It's to bring down the wages. That's what's going on now. Years ago, I was on to you about that. Yeah, a lot of Irish people didn't want to do these mediocre jobs anymore. Didn't want to work in the shops and the warehouses because we educated ourselves. But now it's coming around to roost. You know, I mean, years ago, companies here could not get Irish workers. There was a massive, massive food company that we all use to eat. We do our shopping every week. He had to literally go to Poland and advertise to bring people over. So we've only ourselves to blame in that way because we wouldn't take on these jobs. So we had to bring people in to do them. The same way we have to bring people in now because Irish people don't want to do what they believe are the jobs below them. You know, they all want to go for these white-collar jobs where they're in offices with beanbags and pill tables. They don't want to go into the warehouses. They don't want to go into the building sites anymore. They don't want to walk outdoors anymore.
But isn't that exactly the point that Breeder was making?
Yeah, that's what's happening in this country. It's come around to roost. We stopped doing them jobs. We thought they were beneath us. We thought, don't want to be in the population. But the black man will do that. The Eastern European man will do that. We're too good for that. Remember all the trouble when they were in the nightclubs, in the toilets, and they were giving out sprays and the way people used to speak about them? Well, guess what? Now we can't get the jobs because because the only jobs out there available are now low-paying jobs, and they're getting lower and lower and lower because we're bringing more and more unskilled people in to fill these jobs.
Okay, but
so our kids going forward won't get jobs.
Okay, let me go back to the point that Tracy was making. She believes it is wrong and anti-Irish for this convenience store not to be hiring Irish people and hiring foreigners instead.
It's not wrong. It's business. And that's how business has gone now. Irish employers do not want to pay their employees what we're worth now. That's why there's no problem paying cheap, unskilled people. You know, we've done them jobs for years and years. That's where we all went to work while we were on our summer holidays. We all went to the pubs. We all went to these places to get our jobs. We don't do that anymore now. We think we're too good for that. We think them types of jobs are below us. But they were the jobs that got most of us in the door to places. And
absolutely,
they were the first jobs we got on our CVs. Our kids are just going straight from school into college. They're coming out of college at 25 with not one job on their CV, with the fucking sociology degrees coming out of the yin-yang. But that's no good to you in the real world. You know, they're coming out of college with these mad degrees. Most of them don't even get jobs to do with what they've done in college. And most of the jobs they get, you don't actually need college degrees to do. But we've just put society in such a way now where unless you're in college, unless you go to college, get this type of job, buy a house, do that, you're a failure of a person. That's just the way life has gone now. We think we're better than everybody else now, but we're not. We're the same.
Okay, so you can understand then why some convenience stores like this one will hire foreign workers because they're more dedicated and better workers.
No, I think a lot of it is cheap labour. I'd like to know what they're paying them two lads that they took on. Are they paying them the same as what you're going to pay the workers? A lot of this, Adrian, isn't what it seems to be. A lot of it is slave labour.
Jay, that's
bull. A lot of it is slave labour.
That's bull, I have to be honest with you. That's bull because...
I'd like to know.
No, but
it's not.
There's a legal minimum wage.
We all know a lot of them are in the country legally. They're not really hardly going to run down to the guards now and say, I came here illegally, I'm not meant to be walking, but that man's not paying me what he's paying a white fella. Will you stop? With the country's in the shit, we just got to get used to it. We're going to have people coming in doing these, as they like to call them, media. You're the first one to say that a shopkeeper's job is media, okay, you don't need to go to college. Well, this is what's going to come in to fill these jobs. Unskilled people that will walk for fucking buttons. 5 or 6 of them living in the same house. And in all fairness, you go to some of these big houses that are rented out, you'll see 4 or 5 of them in the one bedroom, and they do what's called shift sleeping. Okay? And I know all about it because of the industry I'm in. 4 of them will sleep 12 hours, and 4 of them will go to work. And then when them 4 come home, the other 4 go out. And that's happening
the
all
point,
over Dublin.
The point is legally, you don't.
Yes, you think these people care about the law? But do you think these people that do that care about the law? That's why they pay them under the counter.
You're trying to make out that someone, a Pakistani fella or an Indian fella working in a convenience store is only getting 150 or 2 euro
now. No, sorry. Did you not see the case that was in the paper not so long ago about the Indian chef who was brought over here to talk and thought she was coming over to be a chef? She just won a big case against him. And there was a case not so long ago of a restaurant up around Newlands Cross that was actually done for, again, keeping people in slave-like conditions. You made these people work all over Christmas. This poor man or woman only had 1 or 2 days off. So it's happening all over the place. It's called human trafficking. It's going on everywhere, Jeremy, and it goes on here as well. And unfortunately, there are the jobs to go into. Tell you, send the social welfare into a building 3 years ago. What used to happen? There'd be a second barrage of fellas bailing over the walls. Why? They were walking off the books. They weren't getting paid the same as the lad that was turning up in the company van paying tax and insurance. That's how business really operates in the big bad world. Not everybody plays by the rules, Jeremy.
It's just this conspiracy theory that you think, you know,
it's not a conspiracy theory. It's real life, Jeremy.
No,
how is it? So you're trying to say there's no black market work going on?
No, of course there's black market work, but what I'm saying is...
Well, there you go.
This assumption that every foreign national that's working in the convenience store is getting paid 2 euro or something like that. I never said every.
And I never said
okay,
no,
but what you,
2 euro.
Okay, no, but what you did say when I put it to you about these foreigners getting the job in the convenience store where Tracy's son and his friend went for jobs, you said that they probably got the job because they're getting paid crap, basically.
But they probably have no choice. They were probably trafficked in here, and that's where they have to work to pay off the bills. You ever think of that? Why don't you go in and ask them to have a look at the payslip to make sure they're being paid properly? And if they're not, prosecute the two lads who hired them. Why not do it that way? Because it is going on, and if you think it ain't, lad, I'm sorry, open your eyes. The black market industry and human trafficking at the moment around Europe and the globe is huge. Look what's going on.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Neil on this.
How does Breda's husband know if they're good workers or not? Does he just take the foreigners on because he presumes they're good workers and he presumes the Irish are lazy? Well, I'll go down war route. He's fucking racist if that's the case, lads. I'll go down war route. Cheers, lads.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Adrian, good afternoon. How you doing, Jeremy?
Now, John, you're actually agreeing with what Breda was saying earlier on about foreign workers are better workers.
They are better workers. Of course they are. It's, look around. Look everywhere. Look at Lidl. Look at Aldi. You know, everyone is a foreigner in there. Spotty Irish, you know. It's a fact. And it is a fact. You know what I mean? The Irish are lazy, you know. It's a fact. There's no hiding that. The Irish know, you know, I know, we all know the Irish are lazy, you know, and they're going to take the jobs, they're hungry for the money, they're hungry, that's it, they want the money and they're going to take it, you know, that's the way it is, you know, it's as simple as that.
And does that make them better workers then?
They are better workers, it's a fact. I just think they're being hired left, right and centre, you know, they're being hired left, right and centre for a reason, there has to be a reason behind it.
Okay, so that's what I was about to say to you. If you were managing a supermarket or running a business, you would be more inclined to hire a foreigner than somebody Irish.
Get all the Polish in, every one of them. I'd hire all the Polish. And that's in particular, the Polish. The Polish are very good workers. They're hard workers, you know. So, you know, that's as simple as that. You just see them everywhere and they're working hard. They don't care what hours they work. Fair play to them.
Okay, so Tracy,
10 o'clock at night.
Tracy is the lady who contacted us in the first place and she's given out yards that two jobs in this convenience store went to Pakistani lads, even though her son and his friend interviewed for the jobs.
That's their business. That's what they wanted to hire. Tracy, you can do nothing about it. That's their business. They can hire them for who they like. And she can kick and scream all about it, you know, but that's a fact of the matter. They can hire who they like, when they like, how they like.
Obviously they can, but she describes it as wrong and anti-Irish.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? She's just sick that her son didn't get the job. And look, I feel sorry for him, but there's other jobs out there. He will get a job. There's no shortage of jobs, funny enough. There is jobs out there, you know, there's loads of jobs out there. But the fact of the matter is, he didn't get that job because it's probably local to him and what have you not. But, you know, geez, I wouldn't be crying over spilled milk. It's just move on, like, you know. This is Ireland. This is 2024, you know. The country's booming. It's flying, you know. Plenty of employment here. Plenty of space for the young guys if they want to go somewhere else, you know.
Okay, so you don't see anything wrong in a company deliberately hiring foreign workers because you in your heart and soul believe that they are better workers.
Adrian, you see what Mr. Keeling did, the Keeling group did, didn't you, back there a few years ago? He specifically flew in foreigners because he couldn't get them. He couldn't get the workers here. So he flew them in. You know, for the season that was in it. Do you remember that?
There was murder on it because it was in the middle of COVID and he was flying a load of people into the country. So that was what the murder was about.
But he's still doing what he had to do.
I've no doubt they do the same thing every year. It's just we don't hear about it anymore. But I've no doubt they do the same thing every year.
He's running a business agent and he doesn't care what's her name that started this conversation. What's her name?
Tracy.
He doesn't care about Tracy and her son. He's caring about his business, his multi-million euro business. He doesn't care about Tracy's son. He wants the workers in and he's going to get the work done and he's going to get paid at the end of the week. And fair play to him. And fair play to any business that does it, you know. How can you fault that? How can you fault anybody doing that? You know, they only want the best for our company and the best, you know, worker. And unfortunately, the foreigners are better than workers than the Irish. There's no doubt about it.
You see, it annoys, I know it annoys an awful lot of people to hear an Irish person saying what you're saying.
Yeah, it's the truth, though. It is the truth. It's the whole truth. There's a mechanic I use in these Polish areas, and I give you a laugh. He's working till 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. I'm not messing with you. This guy starts at 10 in the morning. I went to another mechanic, and he's a mate of mine. Oh, can't do that. No, I'm up to me tits and this, that, you're... I'm not messing with you. Okay. And I went to this fella, Vlad. Boom. Done. Started. Not a bothersome, you know. So, look, they're hungry for the money. They're hungry for the walks. You can't blame them, you know.
All right, good to talk to you as always, thanks very much indeed.
Bye-bye.
Let me squeeze in this WhatsApp voice note from Tracy.
Oh, I've the same name, but I'm not the lady that wrote in. So I walked in a well-known supermarket for over 21 years. And like that lady was saying a few years ago, when the Polish started to come in and the Russians, and they started to employ them. And they were much better workers, because we have to remember that these people are coming over here to start a new life. So they need to find homes. They need to get money to send back to their family. So they're going to do everything in their power to do that. But Irish people, we're settled. We had our homes. We just want to do our job and we just want to go home. Like the only people in my job where I worked that would stay the extra hours and do days that the other people didn't want to do, we're the Polish and the Russians, because they wanted to do the work. So I think that if that guy just wants to employ people from Pakistan or wherever he's from, I think he's well in his right to do that, because Irish people are a little bit lazy at work.
All right, thanks very much indeed. And one final WhatsApp voice note from Claire.
That man is 100% right. This is Ireland. It's our land. It is what we make it. And we have accepted this. And we have let this happen.
All right, Claire, thanks very much indeed.
We let this happen because we're lazy. That's why.
That seems to be... Well, that's certainly what John was saying.
That's the case. That we refuse to do those jobs. Do you remember back in the day when there was nightclubs all over Dublin and every single toilet had a toilet attendant? Remember, you used to go in and get your aftershave sprayed on you and they'd hand you toilet paper and stuff like that. What nationality were the majority of those
I don't know what specific nationality they were, but they were all African.
They were all African. Every single toilet attendant working in Dublin nightclubs was of African origin. Now, what does that say to you?
That Irish people won't do jobs like that. In fact, that job never existed before African guys started doing it.
What do you mean didn't exist?
Didn't exist. 10 years before that, there was no such thing as getting aftershave in a toilet. That only became a thing when people arrived to Ireland from Africa.
Yeah, you're actually right.
They actually started that.
Yeah. So why did an Irish man ever start it?
Don't know.
In all the years and all the clubs I've worked in, I've never saw an Irish person doing that.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon and you'll get a notification when we upload a new one.